Do you wear pyjamas to the movies? Or a onesie, perhaps? Okay. If you wear a onesie, you've got to stop that. Well, one cinema in New Zealand has apparently got so fed up with people turning up in their PJs that they've announced a ban and say they will refuse entry to anyone dressed in sleepwear. The ban at Hawera Cinema has gone viral and caused outrage. Some have applauded it, some are very cranky and are slamming it. Well, joining me now is Kim Gatenby. She's the trust chairperson for Everybody's Theatre, which is not far away from where this theatre is. Welcome to RN Drive, Kim.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
So where do you stand on this hot button issue? Yay or nay to PJs at the movies?
For me personally, it's a no, but, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Does your cinema have rules around dress codes?
We don't have a policy on dress code, but we've never actually had people turn up in their pyjamas. So, not at this stage.
So what do you think of this theatre banning people wearing their pyjamas?
It's sort of one to weigh, and I'm not sure. They've obviously come to that decision. And if it was an issue for them, it must have been. Otherwise, they wouldn't have come up with a policy like that.
But is it an appropriate policy? I mean, can't people just turn up in whatever they like, as long as it's, you know, not offensive? But pyjamas are, well, they might not be very attractive, but they're not offensive, are they?
Well, I don't think they're offensive, but I think it's, you know, each their own, and that's the decision they've made, and, you know, I'd see how many other theatres follow that.
Do you think many would?
Well, I don't know. I think... it's no different than, you know, people, if they go to the supermarket in their pyjamas, they go to the theatre in their pyjamas. It's all about taste, really, isn't it? What personal taste is and preference.
Why do you think this story has touched such a nerve with so many people? It's essentially gone viral.
I'm not really sure. I think it's more, I don't know. I actually thought it was a bit of a joke this morning when I heard about it. But, yeah, I do see it's gone viral, so...
Do you think those, cinemas should have a dress code?
I think things should have a dress code. I think there has to be a standard to a degree. I mean, I don't know, do you want people walking in the theatre in dirty gumboots and overalls covered in grease? I mean, where do you draw the line?
Yeah, it's certainly a very interesting issue. An issue that very much makes people very emotional. Pyjamas make people emotional. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Girls,
Kim Gatenby there. She is the trust chairperson for Everybody's Theatre in Opanaki. I think I've got that right. Not far from Hawera the cinema. This is RN Drive. If you have strong feelings on the topic, send me a text. Would you wear your pyjamas to the cinema? Have you worn your pyjamas to the cinema? 0418 226 576. A very short time ago, I spoke to Pagan Williams, who goes to the Hawera cinema regularly. Do you think the cinema is right to ban people from wearing pyjamas?
No, I don't. I think they're passing judgment on people, their look, and they're not going to the cinema to get judged on their attire. It's wrong.
Do you wear pyjamas to the cinema?
No, I've never worn pyjamas to the cinema.
Have you seen anyone wear pyjamas to the cinema?
No, I've never seen anyone wear pyjamas to the cinema.
Then why is it a thing? I mean, if you haven't sort of seen it, I thought it might be more of a common thing to happen.
Yeah, well, they're saying it's common, but I've never seen it. I've never worn my pyjamas, but I do take my dressing gown in all the time. Every time I've been there, I've taken my dressing gown in, carried it in, had it in the cinema with me, and carried it out. Never worn it. And I've never had a problem with it, but now all of a sudden, we're going to get refused entry.
So why do you take your dressing gown in?
For comfort. You know, movies is all about... You know, you're in the dark watching a movie. Being comfortable and cozy is just a part of it. And, yeah.
And why don't you wear it? Sorry, I know I'm now interrogating you about your dressing gown, but I'm just intrigued.
I do. I put it on. I wear it like a blanket when I'm in there. You know, it's just comfy.
I get it. Well, there's a lot of air conditioning in cinemas, I find. So I actually have to layer up a bit when I go to the movies.
Yes, and this one, yeah. I agree. Or cuddle into the person you're next to. But, yeah, the seats are pretty uncomfortable when you're trying to lean over onto someone. But
so there's been a pretty strong reaction to the cinema doing this. Do you think they overreacted a bit?
Coming from the point of view is it's about respect and the vibe. I think you need to bring it down to earth. We're paying you to watch a movie. We're not paying you to judge us on what we wear.
Do you think they're likely to change the rule? Would there be a boycott, a response to this from people like you who say we should be able to wear our pyjamas or our, you know, dressing gowns if we want?
I don't think so. I think they're going to stick to their guns and keep it.
A lot of people cranky about this?
People I've talked to, they're not really bothered. They're not really bothered. But since I go to the cinema all the time and I've always done what I do, it bothers me.
And what do you make of that argument that, you know, you've got to look a certain way when you go into public space? It's obviously their venue. They want people to look at of a certain kind of level or quality. Do you think that's a fair enough argument?
In a way, yes. In a way, no, because it's passing judgment. If it was a 5-star restaurant, yeah, I'd agree. Like, yes, you go just that nicely. But, you know, not for a blooming movie. You're sitting in the dark to watch.
Pagan, thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome.
Pagan Williams goes regularly to the Harrow Cinema. That has banned pyjamas. And, of course, I suppose that means also a dressing gown would also be banned under those rules, although she doesn't actually wear it walking in. Easy to smuggle in a dressing gown. 0418 226 576 is the text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.